And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Feeding hungry Texans has become an even larger task as record numbers of people are out of work and seeking help. Some of the most difficult work is in the vast rural parts of the state. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav takes us to far west Texas.
The sun's rising over the Chihuahuan Desert. Dust and sediment winding roads lead through the Precambrian features to Presidio, a speck of a town on the U.S.-Mexico border. Before the sun rose, long before it, cars began lining up in this gravel and dirt parking lot set between the town fire station and its baseball fields.
Yeah, they show up about 3 a.m.
Giovanni Del Bosque works for the West Texas Food Bank. At 7 a.m., 200 cars sit in the quickly warming air. The drivers have sleep on their faces and wait for Gio to walk her team through the check-in process for this drive-through food distribution.
Hold how many names they get approved for. I brought these little markers. You just write it on the windshield.
Mass food distributions have become commonplace across Texas as unprecedented numbers look for help. But there's nothing commonplace about trying to feed increasingly needy families across West Texas's 19 counties, a region roughly the size of Maine.
Some of the local pantries have shut down, so they're referring them over to here, so we're preparing for 650 this month.
600 in a town of just over 4,000. Its former high water mark was 380, but with COVID, they have seen the numbers shoot up at least 25%. And this is just one of the 16 they do across West Texas.
Oh, this is the biggest one by far. I think our second biggest one has to be Fort Stockton. We go to Fort Stockton. We've been averaging there about 170.
The West Texas Food Bank's efforts have been hampered by contractors like San Antonio's Create a Date. They were given a $39 million contract to deliver fresh food boxes of meat, produce, and dairy, only to cancel time and time again, including three trucks just this week. The line moves quickly. The National Guard has lent them 11 people to help, and the young men and women swiftly pack potatoes, oranges, along with frozen taco meat and a box of non-perishables into each vehicle. It's about 60 pounds of food.
Our hope is that it's, you know, it's not going to last them the whole entire month, but it's going to get them, you know, 7 to 10 days worth of food.
West Texas Food Bank's Kelly Durden says now more than ever they're needed here. The two food pantries in the area are both closed, one because staff were infected with COVID. There's one grocery store in 60 miles. Not much grows in this desert, so access to fresh produce can be tough. Presidio, like everywhere else, is hurting from the current downturn.
The joke or the saying's like, there's more welding trucks in Presidio right now than there are people.
And increasingly, those trucks are coming home, she says, as jobs in oil and construction dry up. A couple dozen are here for the first time, like Jose Guevara, who drove a truck for 11 years, most recently for the Big Bend Community Center. But he hasn't worked since March. He says there should be more of these food distributions. They only do this once a month.
He said absolutely, especially for the food.
¿Cuántos tiene en su hogar?
Tres.
He's got three people in his home.
Conrad Lujan is in his 70s, and this is his first time getting food here. The man pulls up in an old truck wearing a cowboy hat, his social security card outstretched.
Before the virus, he was working in a ranch, and now the virus, they're forced to come over here.
Presidio already had high unemployment, so even without COVID, they would be needed here. Nancy Garcia is pretty indicative of their clientele. She's in her 40s and was on food stamps, but those ran out.
It's been like 5 months that I haven't gotten nothing, so this is very helpful. My fridge is empty, my cabinets are empty, everything is empty.
She has three adult sons, but they too struggle to find work.
This town is short of jobs, you know, it's hardly no jobs here. Nobody hardly hires nobody, you know.
They can't get two, verdad?
When it's her turn, Garcia asks for more than one load of food, but staff say no.
No, ma'am, it's just one.
Un por casa.
Oh, okay. Si, si. Gracias.
It's about 9:45, and they've already moved through most of the cars, more than 350. Bobby Vandenberg steps down from the back of a big red truck. Vandenberg's been driving the semi down here 5 hours one way, each month, for 6 years. He says they don't usually move this fast. The National Guard lets them run two lines.
They give us more opportunity to be out focusing more on deliveries than anything else. Because even our deliveries have increased too.
The food bank has stopped using volunteers for the most part. Today they have two or three. One is Giovanni's mother. But they lose access to the National Guard in a couple of weeks. As he locks up his trailer to leave, stragglers continue to drive up. Food bank staff hand out what's left. Ended up feeding more than 400 families today. Not quite 600, but to Vandenberg, it's clear they're needed here.
I mean, how many people do you know will come at 2 o'clock in the morning for a box of food, a bag of produce? Not a lot of people would do that.
I'm Paul Flav in Presidio.